Welcome to the Divine Union Podcast, a place that will invite you to connect to life in all the ways: inner union with self, sacred union in relationship, and oneness with the cosmos. An invitation to expand your edges so you can live this life fully with all of your being. I'm your host, Nicola Navone. Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to the Divine Union Podcast. Ooh, I am so excited by today's episode, and this is sparked by the audience, because I have been posting a lot about passion and polarity, and I've been getting a lot of questions from folks trying to really understand polarity, which is amazing because it's a super powerful topic when you understand how to navigate it in relationship to creating conditions for passion to thrive, intimacy to thrive. And so this is part one of a four-part series, y'all. Part one, I will be talking about polarity. What is polarity? Giving you a high-level understanding and a way to think about it. Part two, I will be talking about masculine energy and what masculine energy looks like in a healthy iteration, what it looks like in a wounded iteration, unhealthy. Then episode three will be around feminine energy, what that looks like in a healthy iteration, what it looks like in a wounded iteration. And episode four, I will be speaking specifically to polarity in relationships and how to have it in relationship and what is needed. And the masculine and feminine energies play into it, which is why I have it in this flow. So let's dive in. All right. Polarity. What is polarity? Now, polarity is the way that David Data talks about it is you think about a battery, right? And a battery has positive and negative ions through which the flow of electricity is created. So it is these opposing forces that create this that are magnetized to each other. Like that statement, opposites attract, right? That's literally polarity to a T. It is you are attracted to someone that's different than you. Right? Do something that someone that thinks different, that behaves differently. In a given moment in life generally. Before I dive into that, I want to just give a couple examples so you understand. We live in a polarity world. So in life, there's polarity. Some examples so you understand where I'm going with this is you think about day versus night. Those are polar opposites. You don't know what the night is if you haven't experienced the day, right? If you are living in a world in which, I'll go the opposite, it's dark, let's say 24 hours a day, you're not going to know what the daytime is because all you know is night. So polarity, you learn through polarity, right? Around other perspectives, love versus loss, right? You think about you lose someone you love or a pet or you lose a favorite item and you know you love it through the loss, right? The loss creates this like, oof, this, you know, hit to the gut, to the heart. Or it's like, oh man, I really missed that thing, that person. Or like my reel that I posted on Instagram when a woman came up to me at an ecstatic dance and she said, wow, you have such a bright light. You must have really been through the darkness to get to the light. And I cried because I felt really seen in that moment because it's true. And unless you're spiritually bypassing, which many do, some do, you can feel when someone's embodied and authentic and when they're not. But often, right, those that are in their light have been through the darkness because they've been through the depths of their being. They've been through their pain, work through their pain that allows them to be free. Okay. When we think about this David Data example, right? The opposites attract, creating this magnetic field. I want you to think of it like creating this shock, something that shocks the monotony of relating, that shocks the people-pleasing, that shocks the sameness, right? Because often in relationship, you know, we try to be the same or appease. And when someone stands in their sovereign right or expresses an opinion that's like, ooh, totally different from what you're thinking, right? But you're intrigued, like it makes you want to lean in. They're not just like shaming or judging or being rude. That creates polarity. I'll give some examples, but I want to speak to, I created a polarity diagram that I want you to, I'm going to try to speak to it. And I have a visual version that I will be covering in my next masterclass next week on polarity. So please do tune in if you dig this episode. But I want you to think about it like this. If you've got a continuum and you've got someone on A, someone on B, A is all the way on the left, B is all the way on the right. Okay, you don't want to both be on so far ends of the spectrum that both parties are leaning out in a relationship, because you're not going to have polarity. You're not going to have passion. You're going to have two folks that are bickering all the time. And that is not fun. So what I mean by that is if your partner says something to piss you off, and then maybe you lean out even further, you disconnect, you know, or disassociate or lash out, you know, without working through it or processing it. That's not going to create polarity. Many people think that that does. That's like where you get to the unhealthy kind of like fighting and makeup sex, which like, yeah, sure, it might be fun here and there, but it's really not fulfilling at a deep level. And so the way I want you to think about polarity is, if your partner does something that hurts your feelings, okay, and maybe you react with a wild act to a song that is communicating the depths of your heart and the pain and the sadness and the grief that you're feeling from what they did, okay? Now that, using that dark humor, right, it's not going to put them maybe on edge. It's going to actually make them intrigued. It's going to make them lean in, right? So if they're all the way on A on the left, it's going to make them come to center while you're standing all the way in B on the right. And that's how I want you to think about polarity, healthy polarity. It's creating these conditions in which one partner's leaning in while the other is, I'm not going to say leaning out because that's not true, while the other is standing in their sovereignty, standing in their independent thought, their wild opinion that's differing from the norm, that's differing from you, that's differing from the monotony of your flow in relationship. So to make it tangible, look at giving and receiving. Right. These are two opposite poles. The giver, both are leaning in, but the giver is like actively leaning in, right? I am giving you. So if you're giving your partner a massage, maybe you lean over and you start massaging their arms or their back, right? The receiver, they are in their sovereignty. What I mean by that is they're in their own space. If you're truly receiving, you're not worried about the giver. Right? You don't need to lean into the giver. You're leaning into yourself, right? So you're all the way on the end of the spectrum while the giver is in the middle and you are enjoying it. And that creates polarity. Because if your partner leans over and is giving you a massage because they want to give you pleasure. And then you all of a sudden start giving them a massage back. Maybe they're massaging your arm. Now you start massaging their leg. It's going to dampen the polarity because you're both leaning in, right? It's kind of like you're both leaning in or you're both leaning out, right? Both leaning in can be stifling. Both leaning out, it's like you're not getting anywhere. You're not making progress. So when you think about polarity, it's one's leaning in and the other is receiving or doing their own thing in their sovereignty, expressing a difference of opinion. It's kind of another example I will say would be leading and following, right? Hey, babe, what do you want to do on Sunday? Ooh, I was thinking that we could go have a picnic at this really cool winery and then go putz around town and maybe see some live music. Ooh, okay, I'm intrigued, right? I'm going to now follow because you're leading. And that creates polarity. Even in the bedroom, right? In the bedroom, and someone chooses to say something wild and dirty that's on their mind. That is shocking the monotony of the sexual act, right? And that's instantly creating polarity because now the other partner is like, ooh, like I'm, whatever their reaction is, maybe I'm ravenous now for you. Maybe I'm super turned on. Maybe I'm intrigued, right? It's going to create a reaction in your partner that is tantalizing, that creates passion and turn on. Because sameness over time, when we are not doing, we're not doing things that are our own unique expression and we're just like following the flow of the relationship. Oh, okay, my partner is quiet in bed, so I'm going to be quiet in bed, right? It creates this sort of roommate dynamic instead of a polarizing dynamic. And a polarizing dynamic values the differences, or you are expressed in your differences. And that is powerful for a relationship. And many don't understand that because they're just acting, right? They maybe read some polarity books, attend some masculine and feminine workshops, and they're like, oh, yes, like I'm just going to, you know, let my man be in the masculine and I'm going to be in the feminine. And it doesn't work. It doesn't work because you're not actually understanding the key ingredients of polarity. It's like, okay, no, polarity is to have it, you need to be a sovereign being and you need to express your sovereignty. You need to express your desires. You need to express your emotions in ways that cause disruption. Disruption tends to have a negative connotation, and I'm not speaking to it in that way, that causes a disruption to the mundane. So whether that is a wild act of devotion for your man because you've missed him so much, or whether that is an expression of your anger through poetry, through a theatrical performance that you ask him to take a seat and watch, right? Or even whether it's he's choosing to give, ooh, I'm going to sink back and receive. That keeps the polarity. And ooh, maybe now we're going to switch and I'm going to give. And now he knows that in order to keep the polarity, he needs to be in receiving mode. And when you understand this, this is why I'm doing this podcast episode, because when you understand this, shoo, 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 sky is the limit, baby. Sky is the limit with what you're capable of in relationship, and you will wow yourself. You will be living a life that's turned on, that's passionate, that's exciting, not dimming your own expression, not dimming your partner's expression, loving it and appreciating it and valuing it and being turned on by it. So this is episode one of the four-part series where we will be talking all about passion, polarity, masculine and feminine energies, and what it takes to have it in relationship. So today we covered what is polarity. I gave you some examples in life of polarity because we live in a polarity world, and that's how we understand the others through polarity. That's how we understand ourselves through polarity. I spoke to the way David Data talks about it, a really powerful mentor of mine. I shared about my polarity diagram and the way I want you to think about it, right? Not as two fully opposing opposites where both parties are leaning out, but having one party lean in while one is standing in their sovereignty. And then I gave you examples of polarity within relationship, different sorts of dynamics that can create polarity. I am super, super jazzed to be doing this four-part series. If polarity is something that you desire to learn more about, drop me a line, drop me a DM, shoot me a note by way of my website. I've got a lot of stuff on there as well on polarity and a lot of content on Instagram on polarity. And cannot wait for next week's episode where we will be speaking all about masculine energy and influences on how we view the masculine in our society and what healthy and unhealthy iterations are of those energies so that you can understand them better for your knowledge, because this will only further your growth in the world as a human being. Thank you, beautiful people, for tuning into this week's episode of Divine Union with moi, Nicola Navone. Hit subscribe if you want to make sure that you are notified about every new episode as it comes out so that it shows up in your feed. And share this with someone who you feel could benefit from this episode. I look forward to seeing y'all next week. And until then, may all your unions be divine.